these aspects of relax, receive, allow support us in our sitting practice, but also in our walking practice and our everyday activities. In walking, the relaxing part can come in by first just in, and again, this doesn't matter whether you're doing an open awareness practice or a kind of focused lifting, moving, placing type of practice. It can be helpful at the beginning of a walking to just find the pace that feels comfortable, and that comfort, that ease in finding a pace is kind of an exploration of where am I most relaxed while walking? How am I most relaxed while walking? And so that's a place to begin the walking practice. It's just exploring how can it feel really relaxed, comfortable, easeful to be walking. And then receiving experience in the open awareness, just taking in what's most obvious in the moment. But in a more focused practice, again, the attunement, perhaps you're tuning to the sensations of the foot. That's okay. It's a little bit of a kind of a aiming the mind at a particular area, but then receive what's there. In doing the walking practice in this focused way, I've really enjoyed Gil's suggestion of the foot being like a sponge and just absorbing, taking in the sensations. That's receptive, that kind of image. Receiving the sensations of the foot touching, receiving the sensations of the movement. In the walking, if you're doing a more open style of practice, and actually in general, it can be useful to kind of take in this particular aspect of receiving experience. In a receptive style of practice, we may think that we want the mind to be broad or something like that. And that's kind of a preference that we'd move to in receptive awareness. But receptive awareness is receiving what the mind is doing, what the experience, how the experience is for us. And so one place that can be really interesting to explore in walking practice is to begin to notice kind of the shift when the mind shifts from receiving one thing to shift to receiving something else, the shift of attention. This can be an intentional thing that our minds do, but it also is something that happens because of conditions. And so we might be walking, attending either to the sensations of the feet or in a more open, receptive, just noticing the body moving, seeing, hearing. And then suddenly a bird flies across our path. And the attention shifts to that. Not something that we have chosen to do, but it has happened. That can be received. We can receive that the attention has shifted. A way that one of my teachers speaks of this is to be kind of curious about the shift from seeing to looking or hearing to listening. That is kind of a beginning way to begin to explore this. The shift from seeing to looking doesn't mean that we've shifted from receiving. It is a place, however, where we often, when the attention shifts from one thing to another, it's a prime place for the mind to wander. We don't notice that the attention has shifted sometimes. But if we can receive, oh, the attention has shifted, that's what's happened. Then there's more availability for the continuity. So the receiving can receive this shift of attention. So in our daily lives, I find this, you know, just in our normal activities. And for myself, I've done a number of self-retreats at home. And there's a lot more of what you might call yogi jobs that happen in a home retreat. More time taking care of yourself to cook the meals, clean. And so it's really important to encourage that continuity of mindfulness. Receiving, relax and receive. Just receive whatever is obvious in our daily practice. Keep it simple, keep it light, but keep it going. The continuity, I think I mentioned this yesterday, the continuity of mindfulness, even on something very simple and obvious, like reaching, looking, touching, just in the activity of preparing a meal, for instance. Just knowing that you're preparing a meal while you're preparing a meal, just even at that level, keeping it simple and broad, but aware, the continuity strengthens. And as the continuity strengthens, that is what allows us to start to see more. So this relaxed, receptive kind of stance for our practice can be a support, not only in our sitting practice, but also through our day. How can the mind be relaxed and available for what is happening in this moment?